Well, good morning.
各位早晨.
My name is Michael. I am at Moore College. I'm in my second year of study, and I am a student minister here at St. Martin's.
我叫 Michael, 我喺 Moore College 嗰度係二年班學生，喺度係實習嘅牧師。
And it is a very honor, it is an honor and privilege for me to come here and bring us God's word this morning.
我係好榮幸今日可以嚟呢度同大家分享主嘅講話。
Well, last week we began our new series In the Beginning Grace.
上個禮拜我係同大家係睇創世記第一章，天地初開同埋神嘅恩惠。
And what we saw was the first stage of creation with the origins of the universe and God the Creator.
我們看到天地開創的第一個階段，宇宙的開端，由上帝創造一切。
And Genesis 1 depicts a panoramic, wide-scale view of everything that was created.
創世記第一章是描述 創造一切的一個宏觀，上帝是創造各樣的東西。
The light, the land, the beasts of the field, and the birds of the air.
光啦，陸地啦，地上的走獸，同埋天空的飛鳥。
And today, we zoom in, and we are brought into the second stage of creation, where God creates man and woman.
今日我們在近距離地看一下創造天地的第二個階段。 這個時候上帝創造了男人和女人。
And where God lays the foundations for how we are to relate to God and each other.
而且建立了我們是怎樣跟上帝和其他的人，是怎樣去產生關係的一個基礎，或者說根基是應該怎樣。
Now to get us thinking about the idea of foundations, I'm going to share something about me.
當我們想一下根基這件事的時候，我想跟大家分享一下我自己是怎樣。
I grew up playing a few different instruments, but my favorite was drums.
我自小都很喜歡不同的樂器，但我最喜歡是鼓，打那些鼓。
And the thing about drums is that they lay the foundation for all other musicians to follow.
其實鼓是其他樂師要跟隨的一個基礎來的。The
drummer sets the tempo, the volume, and the general feel of the song.
那個鼓手呢，他會設定了一首歌，他的拍子是什麼，音量是怎樣，和別人的感受是怎樣。And
all other musicians, the singer, the bassist, the guitarist, they all follow the drummer.
而其他嗰啲樂師咧，個歌手啦、大提琴手啦、吉他手啊，佢哋咧都係要跟住呢個鼓手。And
if they follow the drummer, things sound great.
如果佢哋跟住個鼓手咧，進展咧就好順利㗎啦。And
what we will see today are the very foundations that God has set up for us to live by.
今日我哋睇上帝點樣為我哋設立一啲嘅 基礎或者根基的原則，令到我們是去生活跟隨的。And
there are four pieces of foundation that God has for us to understand and to take in today.
祂是為我們設立了四個的基礎。
There are foundations for work, foundations for order, foundation for relationships, and foundation for marriage.
這四個基礎是包括工作啦、 秩序啦，關係同埋婚姻嘅制度。
And the first foundation is the foundation of work.
第一個咧就係講工作嘅基礎。
And what's important to know first is that God is a worker.
大家要知道，其實上帝都係一個工作者。
And we've already seen this in Genesis 1, where God creates the heavens and the earth.
第一章創世記嗰度，我哋睇到上帝係創造天地。
And not only does he work, but he also delights in his work.
佢不只係工作，而佢係好熱愛佢嘅工作。
And he saw that it was very good.
佢認為工作係好嘅，係完美嘅。
It is very good for God to work in creating all things.
真係好，上帝咧，佢嘅作工係創造咗萬物，係俾我哋好充足嘅萬物。
And now God creates us to work, which we can see in verse 15.
我哋可以喺第十五節嗰度睇到上帝造人係點樣佢要去做嘢。
Would you like to read verse 15 for us?
Okay. 第十五節嗰度咁話，上帝將那人安置在伊甸園，使他修理看守。
And what is particularly important to note is that the garden was not complete when God made it.
我哋要知道，嗱，亦都要應該留意到咧，上帝做呢個伊甸園嗰陣時咧，係未完工嘅。
And there is an allusion to this back in chapter 2, verse 5, where there was no man to work the ground.
而第二章五节嘅时候，亦都提及当时咧系冇人系帮佢一齐去耕个地嘅。
And so when the man was created in chapter 2, verse 7, he was created to work.
而当时上帝造人系要去工作。
And I think that we often think that once God had created everything,We had nothing to do.
我哋常常以为咧，上帝制造咗万物咧，我哋就冇嘢做啦。
Perhaps we could just sit back, take it easy, eat and drink whatever we would like, and live a leisurely life.
於是我哋就谂可以坐下啦，可以慢慢嚟啦，可以食啊、饮啊咁样样，同埋过着好悠闲嘅生活。
But this is simply not true. God has made us to work.
但系呢啲系唔真实嘅，系唔啱嘅。上帝做人系为我哋系要去做工作。
And this is why there is something in us that wills us to discover new things and create businesses and build towers and write novels and compose music because God has made us to work.
就系因为咁样样，我哋咧就系成日都要谂有嘢要去做。咁我哋会去。发掘新嘅嘢啦，去做生意啦，起高度嘅塔啦，去写下小说啦，作下歌曲啊咁样，因为上帝做我哋系要去工作嘅。
Now I think our culture has taken work to two extremes。
我觉得我哋嘅文化有阵时咧，对于工作呢样嘢咧，系有两个极端嘅睇法。
And the first is that for many of us,Work is simply something that we have to do.
首先咧，有好多人咧认为工作咧，我哋系必定要去做嘅。
And we have all heard about people's love-hate relationship with work.
我哋会听见好多人都会对工作嘅睇法系又爱又恨。
The famous mantra, no one on his deathbed ever says, "I wish I had spent more time at the office." That resonates with many of us.
有一个讲法咧，系得到好多人嘅共鸣嘅，就系话冇人会喺临死之前咧就话，我希望以前咧我系能够逗留喺写字楼嘅时间长一啲。
And we long for holidays, and we can't wait to lock in the 4 weeks of annual leave.
我哋咧成日期望住要放假放假，而且系急不及待咁样安排好嗰四个礼拜嘅年假。
And then there's the second extreme, where we pour all our time and our energy and our money into what we do.
另外一方面嘅极端嘅咧，就系我哋倾尽我哋嘅时间、精力、金钱喺工作上。
So many people work because that is what they identify themselves as.
好多人做工作。因为他以工作来确定他自己的身份是什么。
If you ask someone to tell them about themselves, they almost always say their occupation, that I'm a lawyer, I'm a doctor, I'm a stockbroker.
当有人问他你是可不可以讲下你自己的时候呢多数的人呢都会讲他的职业。他是一个律师啦一个医生啦或者一个股票的经纪。
And it gets to the point where they work 80 hours, maybe more a week, because that is what they ultimately love doing.
甚至讲到佢哋系一星期咧系做80个钟头以上嘅工作，因为佢系中意咁样做嘅。
And I must say that I have felt the first one.
我要承认咧，我系同第一嗰个嘅比喻咧，就系有同感。
When I was working full time, I was one of the first people to put in my annual leave forms and look for all the public holidays.
当我做全职工作嘅时候咧，我系成日都系最早嗰个去申请年假。而且咧，將嗰年假咧串連起嗰啲公眾假期嗰陣時先放我年假。
And I would regularly protest any extra hours I needed to work because I would say it wasn't in my contract.
我成日都抗議唔要去做超時工作，因為喺我嗰個合同嗰度咧係冇咁樣寫。
I generally didn't enjoy my work, and I was pretty happy to go home upon finishing at the office to do more enjoyable things.
我通常都系唔中意做嘢噶啦，咁最中意嘅时候咧，就系做完嘢咧，翻屋企做我自己中意做嘅嘢嘅时候咧，就好开心啦。
And so this is a very rebuking verse for me, and I need to know that God has actually created me to work, and work to His praise and His glory.
其实呢样嘢我系应该受到谴责嘅，我系需要知道上帝系做我哋系去做工作。咁样系可以荣耀到、赞扬到我哋嘅上帝。
And we've seen how God lays the foundation for us to work, and now we'll see in verses 16 and 17 how God lays the foundation for order.
睇完咗工作呢一方面咧，而家我哋睇下上帝点样为我哋建立咗秩序嘅基础，就喺第16至到第17节。嗰度系咁样话，第十六节，耶和华神吩咐他说：园中各样嘅树，树上嘅果子你可以随意吃。第十七节，只是分别是恶树上嘅果子，你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
In these verses, God sets up order, and He sets up order between Himself and the man.
在这些经节上高呢，上帝为我们订立了秩序，这些是上帝和人之间的秩序。
There is the initiating of the command in verse 16 and the command itself in verse 17.
第16节那里他是启发了他的指令，而正式的指令呢是在17节那里。
And here God shows us that He Himself is God and that we are human.
在十七节那里就很清楚表明给我们看到他是上帝，我们是人类。
And this is the purpose of his order. It is for us to remember that God is God and we are human.
这个指令呢是令到我们作为人的要记住，上帝是上帝，我们是人。
We are finite beings.And God is infinite, and He has created us, and we are His creatures.
我们是有限的，而上帝是无穷无限的。祂创造我们，而我们是被祂创造的。
And God has also created order between man and woman.
上帝亦都是做了男女之间的秩序出来。
If we go back to verse 7,We see that the man was created first.
我们在第七节那里看到上帝先造男人。
And would you like to read verse 7?
第七节那里就说，上帝用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人。
And then if we look down to verse 22,
我们再看第22节，耶和华神就用那人身上所取的肋骨造成一个女人，领她到那人跟前。
There is a clear order here that the man was created first and then the woman.
呢度系好明显咁系有次序，男人系先被造，之后先做女人。
But we must not make the mistake of thinking that this gives the man the right to lord his created status over the woman.
但是我们不要因为这样而错误以为男人是高过女人。
And in fact, what is very, very important is that both men and women are created in the image of God.
最重要的呢就是男女都是依上帝的形象而做的。
And Genesis 1:27.
在创世纪一章二十七节那里这样说，神就照着自己的形象做人，乃是照着祂的形象做男做女。
We have confirmation in this verse that both man and woman are completely equal before God with the same dignity, value and worth as each other.
这个经节是确定了男女在上帝面前完全平等，有同一个尊严，同一个重要性，同埋是价值。
There is no favoritism or bias towards the man or the woman, and both stand before God equal.
对男与女都是没有偏见或者是成见，我们在主的面前两者都是平等的。
So the question we need to ask is why is there order?
这样于是我们就问了，那怎样需要秩序呢？
The answer, which we will see in more detail next week in Genesis 3, is that the man has been given responsibility by God.
下星期我们就会讲创世纪的第三章，又会有详细的答案。其实第三章那里会说，男人是被给予责任，而不是权利，而且这个是工作的责任来的。
Not rights, but responsibility to work, to care for the woman, to nurture her, and lovingly lead her.
他被给予的是一个的责任，而不是他的权利。而这个工作的责任呢，是去照顾女人，培育她，同埋以爱是去引导她。
And ultimately, God is the one who leads the man into the man's leadership.
最终的目的是上帝是会引导男人进入他自己作为领袖的角色。
It is not the man's decision to lead,
不是个男人自己决定去做领导，
but God's decision.
是上帝的决定。
And the woman together with the man is to lovingly work with him to obey God's rightful order.
而女人和男人一起是以爱心一起是工作，而且是服从上帝正义的指令。
And this brings us to our third foundation, the foundation of relationships.
现在带出是第三个的基础，是关系。
And let's read verses 20-23.
我们看20-23节。只是那人没有遇见配偶帮助他，耶和华神使他沉睡，他就睡了。於是取下他的一条肋骨，又把肉合起来。耶和华神就用那人身上所取的肋骨造成一个女人，领他到那人跟前。那人说，这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉，可以称他为女人，因为他是从男人身上取出来的。
After man has named all the animals, God observes that there is no suitable helper for the man.
那段时那个人是帮所有的动物起了名之后呢，上帝看到是没有合适的助手去帮他。
And the word helper here is actually a very positive word.
助手这个名词呢，是一个其实一个很积极的一个名词。
God elsewhere is described as Israel's helper.
在其他的地方，其实上帝是被描写为以色列的助手。
So for the woman to be referred to as a helper is a very positive thing.
所以如果女人被称为助手，其实是一个很正面、很积极的描写。
That she is to help the man carry out the order that God has instituted.
他是要帮助男人 執行上帝授予呢個男人嘅聖職。
She is not his slave or subordinate to him, but she is together with the man and to obey God's order together.
佢唔係呢個男人嘅奴隸或者係下級，佢係要同呢個男人一齊遵守上帝嘅命令。
And then, when God makes the woman and brings her to the man, he actually breaks into song.
当上帝做咗呢个女人之后，带佢到个男人嘅嗰度嘅时候，嗰个男人咧就唱起歌嚟。
The Hebrew in verse 23 is structured like a poem, and he is so excited to see her.
喺23节喺希伯来文写嘅时候咧，系好似一个诗歌咁样样嘅。咁呢个系表示呢个男人见到个女人嘅时候系非常之高兴，非常之雀跃，咁样好似写咗一首歌出嚟。
The man looks at the woman and says, "You compliment me."
个男人就对嗰个女人话：你系补足我，或者我哋系相辅相成嘅。
Not only because of her appearance, but because she is like him, meaning that she is human like he is.
唔係講因為女人嘅外貌，而係女人似男人，而男人亦都係人。
Different, to be sure, but both are human before God.
佢哋當然有不相同嘅地方，但係佢哋喺上帝面前都係人類。
Which leads us to the final foundation that God has laid, and that is the foundation for marriage.
呢度带出咗我哋想同大家讲嘅最后一个嘅基础系婚姻。
Let's look at verses 24 and 25.
我哋一齐睇24至到25节。24节，因此人要离开父母与妻子联合，二人成为一体。25节，当时夫妻二人赤身露体，并不羞耻。
Now here, God sets the final foundation in this passage that the man is to leave his father and mother, be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh.
这里上帝设立最后的基础，男人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
Now, becoming one flesh does not only refer to sex, but an intimacy that goes even deeper than that.Oneness.
二人成为一体，唔系只系指性爱，而系有更深切、更亲密嘅一个完整、一致嘅意思。
You see, they were two separate people, but through their unity in marriage, they have become one.
你可以睇到佢哋两个本来系一个分别嘅人，但系藉着婚姻嘅结合。他们成为一个完整的一体。
And our world is so confused about what marriage is and what relationships should look like.
现今的世界，我们对于婚姻究竟想它是什么，是怎么样，还有关系是应该怎么样，我们的看法都是非常之混乱的。
Many say that men and women aren't that different, that in fact,They are the same.
很多人都说男女的分别都不大，事实上他们是一样的。
There are many who suggest that same-sex marriage is an issue of human rights, and that we as Christians live with an outdated view of the world.
有一些人提倡同性的结婚，因为他们觉得这些是人权，而他们看基督徒的看法是一个古老过时的看法。
But these views, as we'll see next week in Genesis 3, are not new ideas.
这些这样的看法其实不是新意，我们下星期是会再讲。
They're really old, and it comes back to the fall, which we'll look at in detail next week.
下一个星期我们会真的看看这个并非新意的东西。
God has set forth the foundation of marriage.Between a man and a woman, because this is his right order.
上帝为男女订立了婚姻的基础， 因为这些是他正确的指令。
And we'll see next week what happens when we go against his good foundation, when we try and create our own foundations for our life.
下个星期我们看看，如果我们不跟上帝的指令，而另立一些生命的基础的时候，是会怎么样？
God for us institutes work, order, relationships and marriage because he is good.
上帝为我们制定了工作、秩序、关系和婚姻的基础，因为他是有品德的。
These foundations are the right things to base our lives on.
这些基础是我们在我们的生命的生活里面是应该要做应做的事。
God creates us to work and to love him as we work.
上帝做我们去做工作，而且在工作上是爱我们的上帝。
He creates order for us,so that we might understand how to relate to him and to each other.
他创造了秩序，让我们知道是怎样可以和他，即是上帝，或者是和其他的人去联系和交往。
He creates relationships because God himself is relational.
他创造关系，因为他是有关系的，而且我们有他的形象。
And we are in his image with all dignity and value and worth.
我们有他的形象，有他的尊严，有重要性，亦都有价值的。
And he creates marriage as a loving union between a man and a woman, which is his very good foundation for us, to his praise and his honor and his glory.
神创造了婚姻，给一个男人和一个女人，为他们的爱而结合。神是配得荣耀和称赞，因为他为我们定下一男一女婚姻美好的根基。
Let's pray.
让我们低头祈祷。
Father, thank you that you have laid these foundations for us.
父啊，我们很多谢你为我们设立了这些基础原则。
Thank you that in these verses, we know how to relate to you in work.
多谢你，我们在这些经句里面知道了怎么样可以在工作上与你联系。
To respect and obey your good order.
尊敬和听从你完美的训示。
And as man and woman, love you and each other in response to your loving kindness in creation.
作为男人和女人，我们要爱你和互相爱，是以回应你创造我们的厚爱。
Amen.
Amen.